And the question is, if somebody goes to court, should judges say, oh, well, we defer to the executive. The executive knows best, and we're going to stand back. Or does the judge say, as Judge Gorsuch said, the judge has an obligation to take an independent look at the law and decide whether this executive agency, this executive order, this actually is in line with the law. So I actually think that that's a view that many Democrats and liberals should be pleased with. He announced this, by the way, in a decision – he explained it in a decision in August, a case involving an immigrant. And there had been two rules under immigration law. One was that if you came across the border and were caught, you couldn't come back for 10 years and apply for any lawful status. This fellow had a family in Oklahoma. There was another view, part of the law, that said the attorney general can always grant discretion to somebody who has ties to the United States. The law was, at that time in the Tenth Circuit, that the immigrant could make this plea for leniency. But the immigration agency came along and changed the rule and said, this guy, you're out. You have to stay out for 10 years. Neil Gorsuch in the Tenth Circuit overruled the immigration authorities, ruled for the immigrant, and said, in part of his opinion, this violates due process of law to change the law on this person, this immigrant, when he's in the process of – he thought the law was on his side. The government can't do that. And it also says – he said if this was the law, the government, in the face of shifting political winds, could change the law against disfavored minorities. Now, in my opinion, that's exactly – if you were a lawyer, that's exactly the
– Think about last weekend.
Last weekend, you would want that on your side, saying the government can't change the rules suddenly and hurt all these people. It's a violation of due process of law. So in my opinion, that's actually a good opinion for liberals and Democrats going forward.